If you'd like to communicate with us, be a voice, you can do that as well by giving us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number is 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stockpot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stockpot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less.
And we have.
Yes. And if you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
All right. Well, summer passed. We are at some point. I know you guys over in Colorado listening on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM. You guys got hit with some snow not too long ago. And other places of the country who's listening to us are dealing with extreme heat. And some are dealing with drought, and others dealing with too much moisture. So it's a whole gamut. But summer will be here soon, if not already, in your particular neck of the woods. And there's bugs in which you need to be aware of what they are. Because 90% of fixing the problem that's in your garden is identifying what's causing that problem.
Absolutely. And one thing to keep in mind is finding the problem first and being proactive as opposed to not realizing there's a problem and then you have to be reactive.
Or it's too late,
right? So the biggest one is regularly monitoring the garden. And this doesn't mean like you just walk through and like, oh, there's a tomato flower or something. It means that you start looking for problems. Maybe you look under the leaves of plants that you have issues with typically, or you know other people in your area have issues with.
Which would be
anything.
Squash.
Yeah, like squash.
The eggs are underneath the leaves. You might have webbing underneath the leaves of your tomatoes. That's spider mites. So you want to designate a certain amount of time. Enjoy it. Kind of be, I don't know what you, maybe you call it your peace time, your
meditation
time.
Connection.
Right.
Grounding.
But yeah. Look. You have to look.
Right. Even just something as simple as, oh, this plant has a bunch of holes in the leaves, and that's not typical. It might just be one plant, or you notice that there's, you know, a whole infestation of aphids in one corner of your garden. You just want to definitely keep an eye out.
And if you are a first-time gardener or a advanced gardener, we all have that little instinct in our head, and we look at something going, that doesn't seem right. If that occurs when you're monitoring your garden, then you should investigate that. If four tomato plants look lush and green and one seems all curled up and twisted and doesn't look happy, something ain't right there. What with the Sesame Street, one of these things is not like the other?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you want to keep an eye out for signs of any sort of obvious pest issue or, you know, while you're monitoring. And then you also don't want to put off treating infestations. You don't want to wait around and see if it gets better on its own. A lot of times that just means that it's going to get worse.
A lot of these soft body insects can be eradicated by using the amazing Dr. Zymes. You can sign up for two free 2-ounce samples plus shipping at drzymes.com/garden talk. You get two free samples of Eliminator in the concentrated form, and this will affect the bad bugs but not hurt the beneficial insects. It's a phenomenal product.
Right. So what you want to do is you don't want to put this off, whatever it is.
It's kind of like if you've got kids and you know the kid's diaper is dirty, you don't wait 2 or 3 days to change that diaper. You do it right away. Same thing with the plants.
Not quite the same, but, you know.
Work with me here, woman. Work.
Well, I'm just saying, like, maybe you realize that you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
And instead of thinking, oh, is this possibly a cold, you just start, you know, resting, increasing your fluids, etc. Same thing for your plants, whatever they need.
And a lot, Holly, is keeping the plants hydrated. That'll fix a lot of the problems before they even exist, because a hydrated plant is a healthier plant. Much like, and we're not doctors, much like humans, if you are fully hydrated, you're probably healthier than those who are not fully hydrated.
Absolutely. So the other thing is that you want to know your pests and what to look for. So perhaps maybe you are new to gardening, or you are new to gardening in a certain area. You know, try to find some local information, whether it be your local university extension or maybe a neighbor, or sometimes there's programs at your local library or garden center.
If you can't, send us an email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, and we know people in the gardening world, like automotive people know people, and teachers know. We can help you with that. We want you to be successful.
Absolutely. Then also making sure that you rotate your crops regularly. This will often, make a better opportunity for bugs if they keep infesting a certain area. When you rotate your crops, you could rotate the crop away from the bug that's attacking it.
Now, would you leave the crop alone if there's no problem with that particular crop in a conventional backyard? Would you leave the zucchini in the same spot if there was no problem? Or should you still try to fight that rotation, even if it's very difficult to do in a small area?
If my zucchini was doing well, mm-hmm. and I knew that my soil was healthy,
right.
I would just leave it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you want to, speaking of soil health, you want to focus on the soil health. So you want to make sure your soil is, well fertilized, has good nutrients in it, well draining, and again, the watering. The soil health, the watering health of the plants is going to help the plants stave off a lot of pest attacks.
And if you do not have a soil test that you have gotten from your local university extension office, you can identify some potential soil problems by looking at the plant. If the plant's red and yellow and not bright green, you may have a deficiency in nitrogen. Nitrogen is the first letter on the fertilizer bag, which allows the plant to be lush and green. If you're in a raised bed or a container, you might have a leaching problem because that nitrogen is being washed away at a rapid pace, and you might need to figure out what's causing that excessive watering, especially in containers. But you can see some of the problems visually from the plant, but to know the extent of what's going on beneath the soil, a soil test is really the only way you're going to know. You can't go to the soil, look at the ground and go, that's healthy soil, that's bad soil. It doesn't work that way.
Right. And that's very important. So one common problem that we have, or many people have in their garden, is Japanese beetles.
Oh.
And everybody, just moans and groans about it. One way you can get rid of it is by using phylum bioproducts.
And also you can use the rescue Japanese beetle traps from rescue.com.
Yes. And those
but
work
here's
well.
The thing. Let's say it's a cherry tree. The tree is getting infested. It's just covered in Japanese beetles. Well, I'll hang the trap underneath the tree. That trap has pheromone lures in it, which attracts the Japanese beetle. If you hang it directly where the problem is, every Japanese beetle in the county is going to come to that tree that's already being attacked. You want to move that trap, that lure, to the far corner and pull everything away from the problem area. And it has worked very well for us doing that. Using it, you're going to lure them in, but you're going to lure them away from where the problem's at.
Absolutely. And then there's also insects like aphids. A lot of times with aphids, if they chose one plant to suck the life out of, you can certainly let it just...
Or a weed.
Yeah, or weed or whatever. Just let it do its thing. You can spray them with soapy water.
Dr. Zymes works for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like you said, if you sacrifice one plant and everything's attacking it, or one weed, that's why maybe it's not always beneficial to remove all the weeds from the garden. That there's some weeds, we've had lamb's quarter that has gone, 5-6 foot tall, and everything attracted to that lamb's quarter and left the tomatoes and the peppers and the egg, all that stuff alone. But it was just this habitat for these black and yellow or black and white aphids, and we left it alone because it wasn't bothering anything else.
Right.
So you got to be smart about that. You got to use a little common sense. And I'm not saying you are not smart about this. We're just advising you in a way that maybe you're not thinking.
Right. Definitely. And you also want to keep in mind that something like Colorado potato beetles, we get a lot of questions about this. And a lot of people are like, what's a good solution? And unfortunately, because
dynamite,
so many people have used pesticides to control these, they have now become pesticide resistant.
Yes.
So you have to literally pick them off the plants.
People will use a vacuum sweeper.
Yeah, they'll use a vacuum cleaner. You can put them in a bucket of soapy water. If you hand pick them, you have to look under the leaves, all over. And that's what you have to do.
This will, if you've got grandkids or kids, you can give them like a penny or a nickel or, you know, that those coins still exist in 2022. Give them that, you know, so many per bug and help them evaluate or teach them the value of money.
Right.
To something to do. Well, also something you can do is look at WaltonsInc.com, Holly. They have everything that you possibly could need except for the meat, whether you're cooking, processing animals, or barbecuing in your backyard.
We are brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. We know you care about where your food comes from. Canning and preserving your fruits and vegetables is great. But what about the meat? At WaltonsInc.com, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like?
Or you like.
Well, exactly. Walton's created MeatJustSticks.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's even has their full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, and sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off orders of 50 or more and get free shipping.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.